Welcome to the Ugly Truth recap of The Bachelor season. I think it's season 28.
Something like that. Yeah. This is my first season.
Look, I've lost interest, to be fair. A lot of it has to do with the women that are left and the editing of the show.
Well, so here's the thing. We haven't recorded in a long time, but one of the shockers for a lot of people was when Maria got sent home.
Was it really a shock to you?
I think it was to a lot of people.
It wasn't to me.
It wasn't to me, but only after that episode.
I'll tell you why. Going back to pre-Maria leaving. When they were at that really pretty Fairmont Resort in Jasper, Canada, or wherever were, whatever it was called, and she was having doubts, and she's like, I think I might need to leave because I can't see you with other women. It's really bothering me because I'm having feelings for you. And
right.
She was horrible at communicating what she was trying to say.
Yes, she was.
And he immediately, his face completely changed.
He thought she was leaving.
He's like, so are you leaving or what? Like, what are you doing? You know? Yeah. And then she's like, okay, no, I'm not going to leave. He was already done with her by then.
He was done. You're right. He's
like, nope, I can't trust you. And he clearly has some anxiety about women not choosing him.
Well, I think for me, I have to remember that he was on The Bachelorette.
And he was the second runner-up. He was the runner-up.
He didn't get picked. Right. So I always forget that because for me, this is the first time seeing Joey.
Exactly.
But if you're a fan, then everybody else knows that. And right. So I guess that was really devastating for him. I don't know that lady. I've never even watched, so I have no idea. But it sounds to me like he really cared or loved her.
Well, he was all in.
Yeah. So this is, he even said this is a little bit traumatic. It kind of reminds him of that.
Right. And so he was done giving her more chances.
Yeah.
So when he went to her family visit.
I thought that's what the deal breaker was, but I think you're right now that you say.
No, I think that, you know, the thing, the relationship.
But he still picked her though. Like he gave her a rose.
Because he had strong feelings for her and he didn't want to make a mistake and let her go. And then ultimately it works out. But when he left her family and she's like, it was a privilege to know you and never said anything like, I'm in love with you. I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
And then he leaves. He's like, yeah, that's done.
Yeah.
And that just kind of hit the nail on the head for him.
Yeah.
Two one-on-one visits. He gave her so much time.
He did.
And still he got nothing from her.
Her family was, and that dynamic was weird.
I kind of liked it.
I mean, it was
very rock and roll.
No, they were. They're Italian, right?
Greek
or Greek? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have that whole kind of mafia.
It did feel vibe. Like that, didn't it?
Yeah, the dad was really good looking, but
he had some brows.
He reminded me of like Al Pacino or somebody, but
yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it for Joey.
No, not at all. As much as they had a great connection, she fucked it up.
She did.
She really messed it up and it's fine.
And he's come out since then and said that there's so much more that we didn't see.
Well, and here's the thing with all of this. And I remember this even in the very beginning when I was rereading my notes when he first met everyone the first night.
Yeah.
My notes were pretty spot on about who he chose and who he was attracted to and all that stuff. I have to say, though, the top three, I feel like Rachel was a producer pick. I don't feel like he chose her.
I don't think so either. And she's not going to be with her.
No, but I mean,
I don't even know if they slept together. I mean, I think.
Oh, Stephanie, they did not.
You don't think they did?
No. Okay. That felt very like.
Friend, like they had a sleepover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm so glad that we did that. And I'm just like, I don't feel.
There was no chemistry.
So you know what I do sometimes is I turn down the sound and I put on the subtitles.
Yeah.
So that I can watch body language.
Right. That's really smart.
Because I know that this is an ABC show. It's Disney. It's overly edited.
Yeah.
Highly produced. There's a lot of. The producers have a ton of say in what we see.
Yeah.
They are making it, they want us to believe what we're seeing the way they want us to see it.
Which is why I almost wonder if it's going to be Daisy.
Girl.
Because they don't want it. We all think it's not going to be Daisy. I think it's going to be Kelsey.
I will say this. I read a spoiler a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because I didn't care. I wasn't invested.
Yeah. I found out right now, I wouldn't be that disappointed.
If I told you the spoiler, does this spoil it for anybody?
Do you really know?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the problem, is that the spoiler, it's like, is it though?
It could be a rumor. I mean, you never know.
I don't know. But
they're pretty good at keeping the secrets, but okay.
There was a bunch of spoilers. One, everybody's saying that Maria's the next Bachelorette.
I believe that.
Which would be wonderful, in my opinion.
Well, she's
so popular.
Yeah.
But then there's another rumor that it's Daisy is the next Bachelorette. And then there's another rumor that Daisy is the person he proposes to. So it's like they're throwing everything out there to confuse everybody, right?
Yeah.
And so, first of all, I am not a fan of Daisy. I'm just not a fan. I think we have seen her a million times on TV, on every reality show from Survivor to The Great Race.
She's been on all those things?
No. Her type.
This
all-American white blonde girl. Yeah, we've seen her so many times.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's fine, but it's tired.
Like, yeah.
Unless she had an incredible personality. I'd be like, oh, she's the exception to the rule. But she's not. She's the same as all the others.
They're trying to sell us on the whole cochlear ear implant thing. And it's just not enough.
It's not enough. That's my point. If she had this malady that caused her to have this implant, and she had this arduous journey.
Yeah.
And her personality and her, because she's beautiful, obviously. She's stunning. But I mean, there's got to be more. When you are... I mean, and this is not even a bad thing, but when you are quote unquote cursed with being this beautiful blonde all-American girl, at this point, you're going to have more
for me. Is she the one that was raised on the Christmas tree farm?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I mean, seriously.
I just how much more all-American can they make this girl?
Right. No, agreed.
And it's nothing personal. I'm sure she's a delight.
Oh, she is.
I don't see her being the Bachelorette. I just don't see it. But
she's not going to be the Bachelorette.
Maria would be so good.
Maria would be good. She's got some spice to her.
That's exactly. But isn't that what we want? In fact, the most memorable bachelorettes are like Maria.
And the reason why I don't think it's going to be Rachel, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's her family is so traditional.
Dude.
That I just don't feel like Zoe. Zoe would not fit in.
Rachel.
Joey wouldn't fit in. Yeah. I mean, I think he went through the whole obligatory, doing the little symbols and the sign of respect and all that stuff. And it was probably really fun. And she is lovely. Really
sweet. And I think he likes her a lot.
I think he likes her.
But I don't think he's going to marry her.
I don't think And then, so we all this being said, they probably want us to think that he's not going to pick her. And then he's going to pick her.
If he chose Rachel, I would be absolutely stunned.
So would I.
Silent. And here's why. First of all, when they did the townhomes or the hometowns, what do they call those things?
Which hometowns.
I actually hate them. I think they're dumb. But I know they have to happen. Is they completely edited out Rachel and Joey's date. You know how they all go on dates and then they go back and meet the family?
Yeah, yeah.
Rachel's date never appeared to us.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, and unfortunately for her, she's the one that smashed her face into the water.
So the only thing we have of Rachel and Joey's day was when he went to meet her family in Rancho Cucamonga, by the way, not even in Hawaii. What is happening with this poor girl? I feel like...
I don't feel sorry for her. They are loaded rich.
I just feel like they are trying to minimize her appearance for a reason. And I can't imagine it would be because he chooses her.
Never know.
Only because... I don't know. It doesn't, because we're not being allowed to fall in love with her. Because you want her, you want to be happy for her. You want them to be like, oh my God, this is it.
Yeah.
And that's not happening. And I don't know why they're doing that. It's crazy to me.
Well, and I don't know why they would do that if he did pick her because if he picked her, we're not really married to her. You know what I mean? We're not really God, I really wanted her to win and I didn't think she was going to. We'd be like, oh, okay.
That's weird, but all right. Well, I mean,
because there's not enough episodes left for us to feel that yet.
There's one episode left.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right? And we're not going to feel that way.
They didn't even try. I feel bad for her. I do. I'm like, why did you do this to this poor girl? She's gorgeous. She's smart. She's educated. She's a nurse.
She's
gorgeous. I mean, she's such a catch.
And she will be for someone. Maybe she's the Bachelorette.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. You know what?
I mean, somebody would be really lucky to have her.
If they did choose her, I would be all in on that, by the way. I'd be fine with it.
I'd be way more into her than I would be, what's her name?
Daisy.
Daisy, yeah.
God, and I feel sorry for Daisy because she's just a white girl with blonde hair. I wasn't born this way.
Yeah. No, I couldn't help it. It's not. We're talking about for TV purposes.
For television. But with that being said.
But we're not talking about Kelsey.
So Kelsey, I went with her hometown specifically, I was over the crying with the mom. I'm not saying that there's nothing. It's a very emotional time. I'm sure if she truly believes that Joey's going to choose her and they're going to get married and her mom's not going to be there for that, totally understand the emotion. But I feel like every time they get one-on-one time, she cries.
I know. We hate criers.
I'm like, I don't mind crying as an emotion. It's an emotion. But at some point, you know. Can you just not for 5 minutes and let this poor man not wipe your tears away?
Agreed.
At dinner and he's like, again.
I'm okay.
It's literally.
Okay. I'm here.
Every meal he's wiping her tears. It's like, I know. Please, you know.
Except for this, when now that they're in Mexico.
Yes.
Finally, it seems like that she's gotten it all out, or at least they're not showing it anymore for production purposes.
Yeah, she didn't cry.
She didn't cry.
She was smiling.
She smiled and it was very sweet. The way she was with him, you know,
it was very sweet.
She was just like, I just am so happy. Like, I'm just happy, happy, happy.
I just love that for her.
I can't stop smiling around you. I can't stop smiling, period.
And then Leslie had to come in and mess it all up for us.
God. I thought that too. And why did she? She literally didn't even, I don't know if that's the role they wanted her to play, but I was very disappointed that they continued that narrative with her.
It makes her look so petty.
It does.
And why did they do that to her?
I don't know. Because
Well,
just remember, he might not pick you.
I mean, she's like,
I was the one and he didn't, so be prepared.
She's like, I had a lot of strong feelings for Jay and he told me and I thought I had in the back.
And then
like,
we didn't know things that you guys, the things he said to me in private, because they did sleep together, I feel.
Oh, hell yeah. Gary definitely slept with the two of them.
Yeah, I think Gary slept with Kelsey, and I think he...
Oh, Joey?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, dude, Joey, I'm getting my bachelor's.
Well, like I
confused.
Said, I turned down the volume specifically for that because I wanted to see if I could... Those two, I mean, they are a couple.
Yeah.
They were a couple, completely definitely. 100% a couple. In fact, I would even gather that Joey's body language with Daisy was so different.
But I wondered, though, because I was thinking that, too. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Stephanie, remind yourself that this is all produced to make me think.
He could have had Daisy first.
Right.
Yes.
I'm like, they could have edited this to where we think she was last.
Right.
She could have been first.
Exactly. So he was still kind of reserved.
Maybe. And... Yeah. Like,
although I will say the next
morning.
What
if Kelsey was last?
The next morning, he was not nearly as affectionate and had that feeling of intimacy with Daisy like he did with Kelsey.
Agreed.
There was a vast
something
body
was really
change.
Real with the Kelsey. Like, I think we've all been there. If you've ever spent the night with someone that you really, really care about and it's your first time.
Right.
And you just are in that glow of like, that was so amazing. And you just want, you just love them. You don't.
Yes.
I felt that.
The only thing, and I think this is where the show part comes into play. I think that they had Kelsey write that note and say, if you're having, you know, we need you to have quote unquote doubts. We need him to have, you need to have a conversation with him. And I'm like, this reeks of the Maria scene. They're making him go through this again. And he's clearly having real anxiety over this whole situation. Cause he's like, God, I'm so close to the end. Why are
and
they doing this?
And he even said that cause like under his breath, he's like, I'm so over this shit.
Yeah.
Like he's like, cause
I think it was like the production. He's like, why are they fucking doing this to me?
Yes.
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 100%.
He's like, God, I'm fucking done with this shit.
You know, can we please just move on? I want a girlfriend and I want to move on with my life.
Yeah. Well, and this is the second time around for him.
Oh, I'd be exhausted.
I couldn't do it again.
Well, and that was the other note I had that I had, even on this one, he wasn't as much because I think they had some rest and I think it had been some time before they went to Mexico, but he was so emotionally exhausted by the end of the hometown.
Well, God, these are 12, 14 hour film days.
He's just like, I am so over it. I want to just be done.
I was kind of wondering this myself too. Like when you sleep, when they do the fantasy suite things, mm-hmm. Is it a day or two in between before he goes to the next one?
He's not always getting his
dick wet every day. I mean, that is disgusting.
I've always wondered that.
Do they insist like you must absolutely use protection?
I wonder if they choose to, yes.
Right.
I'm also wondering if maybe the women stagger in, like they fly in. Like
could
every
be
couple
so
of
they
days.
Don't run into each other and stuff.
Well, that and also, you know, the reboot of you know, the sexual interactions.
Yeah, I mean, it would be strange.
Like, there's not enough shower in the world.
No.
See, now my timer says 14 minutes.
14 minutes?
That we've been talking.
I sent it for 15, so we're at 14 and a half.
Oh, I thought, okay, you're right. You're right.
It's counting down.
When you're right, you're right. All right, with that being said, this coming week is the women's tell-all, so we're going to have to endure Maria and Sydney again, which I'm not excited about.
Well, we get to watch them spat it out.
I don't want to.
I saw the trailer, and I'm like,
I'm so over it. I don't care.
Sydney never mattered anyway. She was the freaking, what was the chick's name in The Golden Batch that was never getting paid? Zip it.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy. Sydney is Kathy.
I'm so over. And
you know what? She was never going to get picked.
I will tell you this, ABC, because I know you're listening to our show. I'm over women being mean to each other.
Right.
Like, I'm done with it. Can we get past that, please? I mean, honestly, if it doesn't come organically, stop making it happen. That's not the drama that we want. At least for me.
I agree.
That is not the drama I want.
No, and everyone agreed that was stupid and made up.
I hated it. Producers, you're screwing it up. Anyway, all right. So the next time we talk, there will be a quote-unquote winner.
Yeah.
And I hope we have a discussion on who the next Golden Bachelorette is and who the next Bachelorette is.
They said they were going to announce the next Golden Bachelorette on...
The tell-all?
No, I don't know about the tell-all. Maybe, but definitely before the season of Bachelor ends.
We'll find
I think
out.
We're going to know.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.